I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you've not been fishing in a while, well, this weekend is the perfect time to get out there. And there's no reason at all not to go. We'll talk about free fishing weekend coming up right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
Anybody from anywhere can fish in West Virginia water this weekend, license free. The annual Free Fishing Weekend is this Saturday and Sunday and culminates National Fishing and Boating Week activities. Brett Preston's head of warm water fisheries for the West Virginia DNR.
Free Fishing Weekend occurs every year towards the end of the National Fishing and Boating Week, as you mentioned, and we celebrate it in West Virginia by allowing folks to fish free. Residents and non-residents can come to West Virginia and free buying a license, and it's a great opportunity for folks to get reacquainted or learn to fish, and we encourage folks to take advantage of them.
Now, there are a couple of aims, as he said. One is to get children to the creek or lake bank to wet a line and learn the love of fishing.
If youth don't get introduced into fishing by the time they're 12 or 13, they likely, won't start fishing.
The other is to reunite lost fishermen with the passion they may have once had before life became so hectic.
There are a lot of different things vying for our time, and it's whether it's other recreational opportunities, work, family commitments. But again, it is a fairly reasonably priced recreational activity.
As he said, it doesn't cost a lot to get started.
Compared to a lot of other recreational activities, there are some initial outlays of money in terms of equipment, and you have to buy bait every time you go out or use lures and other artificial baits. But for the most part, it is a really reasonably priced activity.
And particularly with children, well, there's one key ingredient, and that's fun.
The first and foremost thing is to make sure that it's enjoyable. Not that it's so critical to catch a fish or to catch a lot of fish. And I think once you have that, that mindset and let your child enjoy being out there on the water, seeing frogs and turtles and birds, and every once in a while, having them concentrate on fishing, and that'll happen. A lot of places you can catch small bluegill with some red worms.
Again, no fishing license needed this Saturday and Sunday. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.